new fire. Better stick to the plan. Bring country to a faraway land. Saddle up. Saddle up.
Saddle up.
Everyone will know my name. The rodeo is on the run. We've got a job to do, and it's gonna get done. If you wanna come aboard, then you better get along. Hot damn, this is gonna be fun. It's the intercontinental cowboy scene. Jetting around the world's like living in a dream. It won't be long, do it right into the sun. Take the franchise on the run. Saddle up.
Saddle up.
Saddle up.
Saddle up.
Saddle up.
Saddle
up.
Yeah.
Accepting the.
All right, thank you very much. Brent Amaker there, live in our studio last week, I believe. Was it just last week?
I think it was 2 weeks ago, yeah.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
God, that was good. Sometimes I don't know how good something is until I hear it, like a few weeks later. When I'm not, like, stressing out over the mixing board.
You very rarely get to enjoy the live music in this room like the rest of us do.
I enjoy it, but I'm also working it. So, yeah, you're right, I guess.
I guess the conductor enjoys the symphony, but not as much as the rest of us.
Not as much as when he gets to sit in great seats and watch some other conductor.
Bingo.
You know, I thought about that last night, actually, at Jeff's benefit. I thought, is this the greatest thing that ever happened to him, or is this a marathon for the guy?
Hard work for
Jeff. Yeah, it's hard work. I mean, you're having a benefit for yourself, and you're playing with every band. That was a.
Did you sit out front at all?
Yeah.
Sounded, how did it sound? Okay.
Sounded great. Some of the stuff really, really sounded good.
Oh, the stuff I wasn't playing on?
No, the stuff you were playing on sounded fine.
But, Joe, how can you be so heartless?
Some of the early stuff, I've never heard the Fabulous Johnsons.
They were fabulous.
The sound of that was
I thought they used
great.
To be called the Swinging Johnsons.
No, always fabulous.
It was always fabulous.
They were the Dangling Johnsons.
To hear that auctioneer, I don't think he'd ever said Fabulous Johnsons in his life before he introduced that band. They had the old school auctioneer going,
ladies and gentlemen,
would you please welcome the Fabulous Johnsons?
All right, it was fun. That was Jeff and Julie's benefit last night, which was well attended. We got about 1,000 people there. Silent auction, all sorts of memorabilia, and
the live auction was a mind blower. I had no idea the love for this family.
Yeah.
That went through that room and. Our friend Jerry O'Day made that piece for the Impalers, that art piece.
Did that sell? Did someone take that? How much did it get?
That was the top dollar getter of the evening.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Really. And I don't want to put numbers on it. But
well, you know, I would pay a lot to have a nuclear waste site cleaned up, too. Maybe someone took
get
it
that thing out of here.
Just to be nice.
Go get me my gold
really?
Wood
chipper. Gaudy.
It is. It's a acquired taste.
I mean, I would put that next to in my yard next to the statue of the Big Boy Burgers that I bought.
bought that, really?
It's nice because if you've got a wall you need filling.
I'm going to buy the Seattle PI Globe, put that on the top of my house and have it spin.
If you needed to fill a wall, consider it filled if you bought that because it's a whole wall full of art.
Well, whoever bought it, thank you very much. What, five what?
$5K.
Dollars?
$5K? No.
Uh-huh.
Thousand?
Wow. $5,000.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
And there were a lot of items bringing money close to that range.
Huh.
I mean, they really, the family felt a lot of love last night. It was a very powerful night. Mm.
I bid on a dinner for six for my dog and five of his friends. I got outbid.
Dinner for six for my dog.
Yeah, really. There's this lady who does gourmet dinner for your dog and like for dog parties and stuff.
You got out, babe? What was the bitch's name who took it?
I don't know. I figured, you know, that $20 a dog was all I was going. At $120, I was out.
Good morning, everybody. Let's say hi to our audience. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about our drummer and friend, Jeff Cathan, and his wife, Julie. They had their benefit last night at the Temple Theater. A good time was had. Hopefully enough dough to put a dent in their medical bills was raised. And sentimentally, there were so many. I was nervous just about us playing because there's so many big-time Seattle musicians there. And I think the band sounded good. It was a five-song set. And then you had so many people. Pamela Moore played.
Yep. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. I couldn't stay because I obviously had to get up. Did you? No, you didn't see Mix.
I didn't see Mix. I actually, the live auction took place, and I got to introduce the Cathan family and bring them on stage for a
How cool thing. Of you.
It was all I could do to keep it together. Mm. A beautiful family.
Julie looked great, by the way. She look like she's ready for a summer party at the beach and nothing's wrong?
Yeah, she looks phenomenal.
Jeff said that's one of the blessings right now is that they're loving themselves and having their time together and that she's not in any pain. So, yeah. All right, folks. To all of you who helped, thanks a lot. Those of you who didn't, you suck.
And you can still
there
help.
There you go, Bob.
You can still help.
Can you still donate.
You suck, but you go to our website, not to suck.
They can exactly. Fix the suckage. Still time.
Is there something on our website? Is there some kind of link or something? Hey, Pedro.
Yes, actually, there's a link there on our website.
I'm sorry. And I know that there is an online auction that I'm not sure if it's closed or not.
Okay.
They're still doing some fundraising for this family.
We already have our last word winner. Ray, hello.
Good morning, Bob.
What was the last word?
Well, I sure missed the love yesterday.
Love, baby.
Love.
Gotta love the love.
How many shows you think would have love on in the first 6 minutes these days, huh?
Right.
Waiting. I do suck, yeah, but I sure missed the love. I tried to get some people to take me, but no one had money.
And, that's okay.
Yeah. But I appreciate it, and I sure listen, and I enjoy you guys.
Thank you very much, Ray. And if you have a good karma, just send it out through the universe.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Yeah. I got a great keyboard for you, too, an original one from Ray Manzarek had that I'd sure like to get to you someday.
You'd like to give me something?
Yeah.
I'm always open.
Come on down. We're accepting stuff.
It's
all the
Ray
time.
Manzarek's keyboard. I don't really know what to do with it.
Feel the love.
No,
feel the love. You know, that's very kind of you.
It's actually a Gibson keyboard, that the exact one that Manzarek plays that you see on all his live concerts.
Why don't you sell it to me and I'll give the money to Jeff's fund and then you will have made a donation.
That would be even a better thing to do.
All right. Why don't you sell it to me for $10?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then you make sure you put it on an auction.
I'll give eight of those 10. No, look.
I paid $350 for it back in 1970 up in Lake Tahoe. So.
All right. Ray?
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on hold and a love counselor will speak with you.
That
a love broker.
Yeah, find out if he has. You know what? I was thinking we ought to do some Doors. You
really?
Can sing the Doors.
I can
incredible.
Sing the Doors. Sure, it'd be fun. We have two bass players.
What did
now.
Ray win by the way?
Ray won a Clipper Vacations Orca whale watching excursion on the Victoria Clipper with a stop at beautiful Friday Harbor in the
Look
San
at Watts. That! A whale watch cruise and stopping at Friday Harbor.
Wonderful! I used to live in Friday Harbor for 14 years.
What happened?
I came down to Yelm to be with my grandkids and my daughter. And
very nice.
Yeah, sweet. Right.
Hang on a second, Ray. I really appreciate your kind offer, and maybe I'll make a donation.
Real. It's All right. real. The love is real, too.
All right. The love is real. I like him.
Yeah.
Okay.
1970s era keyboard could be worth a lot of money, huh? No. They're not like guitars. They don't get better with age.
I notice increasingly that when I want to change the subject,
I'm sorry.
Isn't that amazing?
They don't read me, you know.
Go ahead.
Okay. How about if I have signals like, Okay.
Okay.
1970s.
I notice.
Keyboard.
Jupiter. How are nice you, offer, the guy. Good.
How are you?
Long ass week.
Stop.
Man.
Stop.
All right.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Yeah. Everything's good for you?
Yeah. So far, 10 minutes in to a new week.
You didn't have helicopters hovering all over your neighborhood looking for
a bunker
all week.
What an incredible story that was, and what an incredible ending, huh?
Well, I disagree on the incredible part of the ending. I think the ending is the best thing about the ending of that story is there didn't appear to be enough in there for a movie.
Yeah.
It was kind of a lackluster ending, which is exactly what we all needed. We didn't need this guy holed up for a month. We didn't need SWAT teams and helicopters and fire and officers in danger. We didn't need him going out in a blaze of glory and booby traps. We didn't need, we didn't need a Hollywood ending. And frankly, a lot of us were surprised. But
by which part of it? How quickly
He took himself out so soon. I mean, why build a bunker designed to hold up for a long time? But it just speaks to what a dirtbag coward the guy actually was. Any guy who'd kill his family. You know, it feels like also our Pacific Northwest has been through this more than our share of times. I mean, in society, you know, every once in a while, somebody's circuit blows in their head, and that's part of living in society. It happens, and we are all, you know, scared by it, moved by it, empathetic for the people that have to live close to it or be part of the family. But, whoa, what a couple of years even we've had in the whole Pacific Northwest.
Well, this guy was a fresh breed of weird. If I got it correctly, this guy thought the end of the world was coming, and he had built that bunker to stave off the zombies or whatever, you know, as society collapsed.
Well, I wouldn't add the zombie part to it because one of the things I think the news media has been pretty responsible. I mean, one of the things I hate about this kind of coverage is because you don't have a script in front of you, there's endless speculation.
Right, and of course I don't mean zombies. I mean, he thought society.
Of course, he didn't mean zombies. part of the endless speculation.
He thought society was going to break down. The bunker was to help his family against the end of civilization. But then he realized it was going to get too bad, and he took the weirdo's way out.
I don't know if we'll know what he was thinking, and that's the only thing that I mean. I'm kind of glad he did himself in and save us all a bunch of money and time. But I would kind of like to know what the heck goes through your mind to do something like that.
Well, the one thing that we can say right now is that people do not want regular people tromping all over Rattlesnake Ridge looking for this bunker. That's the first thing that's coming up this morning.
Peter Keller's elaborate underground bunker is going to be destroyed, returned to the soil. That's as it should be. Yep. I notice also already the news media giving conflicting reports of where it is. I like that. That's one of the few times I like inaccurate news. And now, misleading, inaccurate news, so that you people will go home and get back to your lives.
Hear, hear.
Now, you've probably walked right by that.
And now, no, I never have.
Well, I mean, you not knowing it.
Let's get back to our lives. No.
It's nowhere near any trail, right?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have walked right by
800
it.
Yards.
You wouldn't have.
Hey,
right.
800
There's
yards.
No need to wonder
Are
or
you
look
any of
for
this
it.
Right.
I know I've never walked by there because the SWAT.
You don't walk.
Well, the SWAT team had to get IVs to get, they almost killed themselves getting up to the thing. Some of the SWAT guys. It was tough to get to, apparently.
If any of you did not watch the news, Peter Keller's underground bunker, the man who shot himself in the head and, of course, allegedly shot and killed his wife and daughter. That's where he died, at the hands of his own gun. The best thing about this is that the police and SWAT teams and everyone involved did a fantastic job. Every bit of protocol, every bit of not rushing in, every bit of carefully making sure that the place, the entrance, was not booby-trapped, so you blow the door off. You look in, you find out he's taken himself out. Oh, great news. Great news. He had been charged because at first they had to sift through the evidence in his house, and we do know that they found a computer in his house that probably should have been destroyed by the fire, if not for, and again, every step of the way, incredible work by all of our agencies that protect us, fire department, police, sheriff. The fire department responded so quickly to the house fire that they were able to save the hard drives, and on those hard drives, pictures, date and time stamped, of a sicko trying to probably still blend in with society, going to his job every day. Parent, you know, his kid thought he was weird. Eh, he's building a fort in the woods for the end of the world. My dad's a little loony. And there in the trove of pictures was a shot. And now they showed it. And again, you don't know how much the police are. I want the police to not tell me everything. I want them to just tell me what the public needs to know. And, you know, we move on. But there in one of the photos were power lines. And you could look down and see some of the stores at exit 31.
Yeah, that's, and that should be rule number one of building a secret compound in the woods is you don't take pictures of it, period. I mean, why in the world would that man want to take a picture of that compound for any reason?
Well, crazy people sometimes do sane things. I mean, a guy like that, why would you go? Why would you build a bunker in such a, you could have found places that were easier to get to. It obviously had a bit of a lookout. It had a bit of a sense of being on a mountaintop, which some of us, for some of us, is a great feeling.
If I carved out a mountain and built a perfect bunker, I'd probably take pictures
you
of it.
You
want so
to brag to
it.
Somebody about
yeah.
it.
No, he probably loved it. He was probably so proud of it. He probably wanted to just look at pictures of it while he wasn't there and just count in the minutes till he could go back.
And we don't know that the entire 8 years was to this end game in his head either. We don't know.
No.
It certainly appears that it could have been. But, you know, sometimes people slip into crazy. And at first they're just eccentric. I had forts in the woods when I was a kid. I still dream of having a fort in the woods. Goofy? I'd have candy bars on the shelves, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
I didn't see much in the way of food. I mean, just looking at these photos, they talk
Joe,
about...
Joe, was you concerned about the food supply?
Well, they talk about, you know...
looked in there, and the first thing he thought was, you know what? I would have put more food. You see, yeah. Each one of us would have put something different in our bunker, I mean, and most of it wouldn't have been able to kill you.
He's then, right, though.
Yeah, it's guns, gasoline. What you going to eat? You going to just kill a deer every time you need to eat? What was the plan there? I didn't hear a
That's
word...
That's how you stay in shape up there, Joe.
Yeah, I didn't hear a word one about the food.
Was there nothing about food?
Nothing about food. All I got is generator... that he had concrete that he carried up there, that he had cut his own wood and was hauling the timber around.
They even get into his medicine, what medicine he had stockpiled, but not one word about a...
Two dozen guns, two bulletproof vests, a generator, large and small propane tanks, a very large rifle scope, very, very large set of binoculars. Lots of boxes of ammunition and Ziploc bags stacked in rows on the shelves in the photo that you saw online and on TV. A bag of medicine, some of Keller's, some in his name and some in his wife's. At least one computer, a laptop, a number of external hard drives, and a car battery. Now, there is a map in the Seattle Times today. And I'm not sure how accurate it is, but I don't want it to be accurate.
Yeah, this is your special place.
Special spot, Rattlesnake Mountain. Are you kidding?
I feel bad for you. I was worried about you on Friday.
Jody texted me and said, "Don't go hiking," because it was gonna be a nice weekend. But believe me, the helicopters would have killed the buzz.
Yeah, put it off for you.
Well, it was towards the end of our show that somebody had texted in. In fact, I think we just ended and said lots of police activity up there. They might have found the guy, and that was about the time the news broke that, you know, they were surrounding the place.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of freaky on Friday night. And then Saturday morning, whoo, a sigh of relief. It's been a little weird in North Bend lately. We've had, it feels like, and you know, my heart goes out now. I start to think of some of the other tragedies, like Pierce County, like the cop getting shot, those kids, and the other kid who's missing in Bellevue. And I start to realize that these things really affect the people in the town, the people in the community, in a way that lasts much longer than the news coverage. And it takes away a little of your feeling of security and safety.
It is cumulative, isn't it? All the different cases?
Well, I don't know. I think that if it's far from you, you get part of the news coverage is sort of like you're all drawn in together and we're all concerned for each other. And then when it's over, if you're far away from it, it fades away quicker.
You don't see the signs and the
ribbons. Right. If something bad happens in West Virginia, we all, as a nation, we all go crazy watching it and very concerned, and then it sort of fades away. If it happens in your town, it takes longer.
And what's happened a lot lately that's particularly scary is the random violence. A poor girl leaving the comedy club two weekends ago. That could be me or anybody, you know?
Yes.
You walk out of a comedy club, you don't expect to get shot in Seattle. And that's something that's been happening every couple.
Maybe a wedgie.
Yeah, or you know, or maybe somebody try to rob you if they're desperate. But just somebody pulling in a car and shooting you at random—that's terrible.
If anybody wants to talk about this, sure, 877-901-0957. Peter Keller killed himself. The siege in the bunker is over. Julia in Lake Stevens, hello.
Hi. You were talking about food and how you didn't see any food. I think the thing about the food is that you wouldn't recognize it unless you have some familiarity with it. I'll bet money, because I actually have friends that are this way, survivalist types. I'll bet money that what was in there was something called MRE. It comes in a like an envelope, almost a plastic wrapper, and it doesn't really look recognizable as food.
You're talking about military rations, meals ready to eat.
You don't think he had scones and growing fresh basil?
No.
And
and interestingly,
lentils.
I think you're right, Julia. That's what I would have expected him to have. But the King County Sheriff's Office did inventory all those things that I just told you about, and food was not mentioned. I believe I saw another article that said he had food, but it may have just been supplies to be there a long time. So I assumed it was food. Joe, of course, immediately has been scouring for any sign of food.
What kind of food did that guy have? I love it.
So I don't know, but thank you, Julia.
Yeah, she's probably right. You know those REI camping packs, beef stroganoff and whatnot.
I saw those for sale at, what kind of store was it? Oh, they were like, it was a blowout at Costco. They have them right now.
Yep.
Have you seen
them? Really? I got very excited for my husband.
They've got like the survival bucket, you know? It's like a bucket of survival food. Have you seen it at
Costco? Is it MREs? No, it's the freeze-dried camping.
Yeah, it's the camping pack.
Camping food and MREs are different.
And when you go camping, you don't want to bring heavy stuff. And if you want to go for days, which it's been a few years since I've done that, this is the stuff you want. And it lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if that would be a good diet.
No.
It's loaded with sodium.
It's not good for you at all.
Yeah.
Unless you're planning to hike.
You know what it's for? It's for when you're not getting enough calories.
Oh, so it's like a lot of calories.
It's like one of those muscle man shakes, you know.
It would be the worst diet.
It's for someone who's working out all day.
It doesn't even taste good.
It doesn't matter what you eat, you're still going to lose weight.
Literally the worst diet ever.
Okay.
Just
I'll
so
forget
you know.
That then.
So it's like, maybe there's...
Well,
no, we're starting a new diet today. You're already bored with it? We just
started
today.
No, I'm not bored with it. I've kind of forgot to start, but so far so good.
Jody, I know you have more on this Peter Keller story, so let's do some news to begin with.
Well, we pretty much hit all the things that I was going to say, brought to you by QFC. This, of course, happened on Saturday, is when he was found dead inside the bunker that was well-stocked near North Bend, 4 miles western trailhead at Rattlesnake Mountain. Joe did mention this, and I want to mention, too, that the operation to hound this guy out actually took a real toll on the officers who were brave enough to be a part of it. One SWAT member actually broke an ankle. Others suffered from dehydration because the area was very steep, very dense woods, and they had to airlift these people in and out, and obviously it was a tough operation. So they were saying that one of the guys said that the way down that they had to go down the terrain was very steep. Nobody in their right mind would hike there. And, of course, we already mentioned what was in the bunker, ammunition, guns, and food, and that the construction was very impressive, that he had cut all his own wood in this very remote spot. But we pretty much hit all of the stuff that I had. We all had the same information. More news this morning. Local story about Susan Powell is coming to the surface of the media today. Before she disappeared, Susan Powell told friends and coworkers that her husband had become moody and controlling, and she feared that he would harm her. This in emails that were provided to the Salt Lake Tribune and released yesterday evening. 9 emails provided to the newspaper after Susan Powell disappeared, and this was way back in December 2009, but they had been held back until now. The newspaper reports that Susan had emailed several coworkers, friends, and members of her ward of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and that she had been extremely frustrated in her life with her husband, Josh Powell, and we all know how that story turned out. She was seeking advice on how to proceed with the relationship, and she was telling people that if anything happened to her, to suspect Josh. It's a shame that these emails are just coming out now. When news comes back to me, I will let you know about the White House Correspondents' Dinner that happened over the weekend, and that our president was funny. Oh, my God.
He brought it.
And U.S. troops aiding in the hunt for Joseph Kony.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
95.7 KJR.
Feel the excitement as it happens. Win a trip to the London Summer Olympic Games. An iHeartRadio Ultimate experience thanks to the U.S. Olympic Committee.
Listen to win $1,000.
And get the details.
Rules and more at 95.7KJR.com.
People have a pretty good detector of fluff. Where the best direction to go is when they're bombarded with all kinds of information. If you have heard me talk about West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins for a while, but you have yet to act, by now you know the message. Yes, you'll see all kinds of ads for fly-by-night places that are in town for the weekend, or someone dancing with a sandwich board on a street corner. That's not the way you should buy anything. You should go to West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins because they've been in business for a long, long time. And you stay in business a long time, like over 30 years, by serving the community. There's a new store now in Linwood right across from the Alderwood Mall. Find them online at westseattlecoins.com. Lisa and I did, and a whole lot of our listeners have as well. Don't be distracted by all of the mushrooms that are coming up right next to all of their stores. Get into West Seattle Coins. Make sure you compare.
Sherry's, home of Free Pie Wednesday.
Right now, you can help purchase a miracle. Just look for Purchase a Miracle tags at your favorite grocery store now through June 15th to help children in our region receive care at Seattle Children's Hospital. The tags are right next to items you use every day from Purchase a Miracle sponsors like Tillamook, Coca-Cola, Canterbury Naturals and Fisher Scones, Dairy Gold, Chateau St. Michel and Columbia Crest, and Talking Rain. It's easy, and it's all to help children at Seattle Children's Hospital. Purchase a miracle now through June 15th.
Here's a quick Spanish lesson for you. Cinco de Mayo means the 5th of May, or more casually, an awesome party. Now, you probably already know the words taco, guacamole, salsa, and margarita. But strangely enough, when you use those words together, they also roughly translate to an awesome party. Funny how that works. For more delicious lessons this Cinco de Mayo, just stop by Fred Meyer. They've got great buys on everything you need to celebrate. From Angus ground beef and ground turkey for homemade tacos to fresh Emerald Valley salsa, your favorite tortilla chips, plenty of ice-cold Corona and Pacifico, and of course, ripe creamy avocados for that homemade guacamole recipe. Have a safe and fun Cinco de Mayo celebration from all of us at Fred Meyer, where you always save time, money, and gas.
If you have kids, it's more important than ever to get the pertussis vaccine, and your neighborhood Fred Meyer can help. Just stop by our pharmacy the next time you shop. There's no appointment necessary. Protect your family in one easy stop at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Start your day the Top Pot way with hand-forged donuts and fresh roasted coffee. Visit any of their 7 cafes, 5th Avenue, Capitol Hill, Queen Anne, Bellevue, Wedgwood, in front of McClendon's in Renton, and Mill Creek. Coming soon to Bell Square.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, and this is a pop quiz. What's the best way to find out what your auto policy covers? A, smash your car up and see how much your insurance pays, or B, talk to a highly trained farmer's agent and see if you have the coverage you want. The answer is B. Please don't attempt A. That's just crazy town.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a farmer's agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Green Mountain Coffee, we believe that everyone deserves a great cup of coffee. But we realized not everyone drinks hot coffee all the time. Introducing new Green Mountain Iced Coffee for Keurig single-serve brewers. It's a new blend designed to make iced coffee in a special K-cup design. Just grab a cup full of ice, press brew, and that's it. New Green Mountain Coffee Brew Over Ice K-Cups. A revelation and innovation in every cup. Available wherever inspirational coffee is sold.
Delta Dental has the widest network, giving you the most choice to see your favorite dentist. Being in-network is in with Delta Dental.
Good morning from the State Farm Traffic Center. I'm Danielle. We are seeing heavier volumes westbound 512 from Steel Street up to I-5. Northbound on the Valley Freeway is a little congested as well at 15th Street Northwest as you make your way into and out of Auburn. Northbound 405 through the S-curves is a very crowded drive already from just after the Maple Valley Highway into Newcastle. You'll see heavy volumes, especially at sunset. Southbound I-5 is backed up from 220th in the Linwood-Edmonds area. As you make your way through Shoreline, expect to see some heavier brake lights there as well. Coming up on the Bob Rivers Show, President Obama brought his A-game to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and U.S. troops are now in the hunt for Joseph Kony.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Correspondents' Dinner, I thought it was pretty good, most of the jokes that I've heard.
Hysterical.
Jimmy Kimmel took a nice shot at the president, which the president took in stride. The president took some shots that I was surprised to see him take, deftly delivered, though. Pedro, what do you have?
We got most of them. This is the first one, the most controversial one, the one that some people are really happy about and others are kind of complaining. Listen to this one.
Even Sarah Palin's getting back into the game. Guest hosting on the Today Show, which reminds me of an old saying. What's the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull? A pit bull is delicious.
Oh, my God.
Slap. Okay.
Amazing.
Oh, he made a joke about him eating dogs.
Yes.
Wow.
He made multiple jokes.
It took
jokes.
Me a second to get that.
Multiple dog-eating jokes. Very funny
the
stuff.
The best part of that joke was just to look at, because the camera showed Michelle Obama, and she was like, she couldn't believe that he went there.
Oh, no, you didn't. Perfect. Perfectly played.
My favorite joke was actually a sight gag, and it was Air Force Two with a dog strapped to the top of it. Did you see that with like a dog cage on the top?
Yeah.
More, Pedro. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's go on with this one.
Anyway, it's great to be here this evening in the vast, magnificent Hilton Ballroom, or what Mitt Romney would call a little fixer-upper. I mean, look at this party. We got men in tuxes, women in gowns, fine wine, first-class entertainment. I was just relieved to learn this was not a GSA conference.
Bring it!
Unbelievable. Not even the mind reader knew what they were thinking.
All right, well done. Great writers. A texter points out, President Obama by himself isn't funny. What he reads off the teleprompter by his writers is what makes him funny, like how Jay Leno does it. You know, no, actually, you can either deliver material or you can't, and he has timing.
You're right.
It's good. Now, the fact that he has writers, duh.
Of course he has writers.
George Washington had a writer.
And would you want your president spending long hours brainstorming dog-eating jokes? I mean,
no,
you know,
that's not what
you
should be doing.
You delegate
that
to somebody.
No, I'm locked. Come on. It's my writing time.
What do you think of this? A dog crate strapped to the top of Air Force One. What do you think? That's good, isn't it?
Got the Joint Chiefs together. Take a look at this one.
I always love it when people point out it's writers. Of course it's writers. Oh. But great writers. Who are the writers?
I don't know how he got good writers.
I bet Jon Stewart wrote a bunch. His staff.
Romney's got some good writers now.
Romney's got some writers.
His campaign is stepping up. I'm telling you guys, you liberal friends of mine, you look out. Romney's loaded for bear.
Obama's loaded for dog, so I'm not worried.
I've never heard that phrase.
It's an expression.
What
loaded
does it mean?
Bear?
It means that, what's the thing about bringing a you-know-what to a gunfight?
Only an idiot brings a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah. It means that... there are things that, don't sit on your laurels, because there's going to be a serious debate about, you know, serious stuff, and then there's going to be all of this manipulation to try and make each other look bad.
Yeah, loaded for bear means you are not going to lose because you are unprepared.
Right. Okay, got it.
Means you brought it all.
And they are prepared. They started rolling out their new strategy yesterday, and it was basically... there was some good stuff to it.
Loaded for bear.
So, I don't know. We'll see. I watched all those, you know, stupid shows yesterday, Meet the Press and all of that. Mm-hmm. And I watched the juxtaposition of how they're pinning themselves against each other. And it's going to be interesting.
Think it'll be dirty?
I'm starting to wonder if we're the ones who make it dirty. By the way we report things, like the dog thing or the elevator thing, if we're the one, or the woman, you know, the war on women. We love a phrase like war on women. Obviously, no one's got a war on women. But if we turn it into a thing, then they have to defend, which makes it sound like it's a thing. So, yes, it'll be very dirty.
It'll be insanely dirty because it's the super PAC. Nobody has to, you know, Mitt Romney won't have to get dirty. He has dirty people doing it, not for him, but
also
for their
the
interests.
President, man. You know, he's got writers.
Yeah. I'm not
dirty writers.
Yeah, dirty writers.
Yeah, well, they all do that. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm in that position right now where I'm not judging either side, and I'm saying, bring it on. Let's see what you got. Who's got a plan for the economy? And the answer will be nobody, by the way. And
oh, no, everybody has a plan. They're just not going to tell you.
And they're all about the same, and they don't really, address the real problems. But let's see how they do it.
Does Pedro have any more stuff from the dinner?
Yeah. Yeah, you want to hear something else about?
You got some Jimmy Kimmel, too. I like
I do. Actually, the two best jokes to me, according to me, the best of the night. Listen to this one.
I want to thank the Washington Hilton for hosting us tonight. You know, President Obama wanted to move the dinner to the Kennedy Center this year, but the Republicans wanted to keep it here at the Hilton, so they compromised, and here we are at the Hilton.
How about his opening remark?
I had the other one that to me was probably the cleverest joke of the night.
Mr. President, you remember when the country rallied around you in hopes of a better tomorrow? That was hilarious. That was your best one yet.
Ryan.
But honestly, it's a thrill for me to be here with the president, a man who has, I think, done his best to guide us through some very difficult times and paid a heavy price for it. You know, there's a term for guys like President Obama. Probably not two terms, but...
Ryan in Woodinville, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
Good, sir.
So, you know, I'm not a hunter or anything, but that whole loaded for bear comment?
Yeah.
My assumption would be... That means it's not that you're going hunting a bear pheasant load in your shotgun.
Right.
Right. You know, and it's not the same as...
Prepared for the task at hand there.
Yes, it's not the same as loaded for squirrel.
Yeah, right.
Obama's loaded for squirrel.
So it's ammunition. Right.
Loaded for squirrel. I caught that show, the lady eating the squirrels. Give her a call.
That was nasty.
Yes, thank you, Ryan. Let's see. Comic-in-Chief Obama. What am I doing here? I'm opening for Jimmy Kimmel and telling knock-knock jokes to Kim Kardashian. that thing has taken on an even bigger meaning in this internet social media age. And what do we love about the White House Correspondents' Dinner? They're not taking themselves too seriously for once.
I like that both sides, all sides, were fair game.
Yeah.
I mean, Obama roasting his own party, roasting the Republicans. Kimmel went for everybody.
Oh, my God.
Everybody.
Did you hear Jimmy Kimmel going after Chris Christie in the audience, talking about how Michelle Obama's so fit and whatever, and then he pointed out Chris Christie in the audience. She said, get him! And Christie's out there. He took like five fat jokes and he was just laughing.
She's done a lot of good work. She just wants us to be healthy, really, is all. Mrs. Obama, I thank you for that. Look, it's Chris Christie. Get him.
Get him.
You know, they say that inside every American governor is a president struggling to get out. In Chris Christie's case, it's the only one where you can still hear him screaming. Governor Christie, I think you might be misunderstanding New Jersey's slogan. It's not the Olive Garden State.
Can you imagine roasting all of the high-powered people in politics?
I think it's great. I think it's one of the nicer things they do all year, actually. If they keep stepping it up, it's going to have to be on Comedy Central after 10 p.m., though. Because you could tell they're almost ready to introduce a little adult humor there. President Obama said, well, I better get going. I have to get the Secret Service home in time for their new curfew.
Yeah.
Every scandal that's come up, he pretty much jokes about them all, and therefore making them less of a scandal, I think.
It's a Teflon move. And I don't know if it works entirely, as long as he's not, you know, involved.
I like this line about he can't get Hillary Clinton to stop drunk texting him from Cartagena. That's awesome.
All right. Hey, you got some more news here?
Of course.
Are you going to do this Secret Service story?
No, I wasn't going to do
that
one.
I'll do that later.
Okay. I have more news brought to you by Fred Meyer. Let's talk about China for a second, because there is a story brewing that is worthy of a Lifetime movie for sure. Chinese and American diplomats are working to resolve a very tense situation today, because there's a guy named Chen Guanchen, and he's blind, he's an activist, and he was held in a Chinese prison, and he escaped after 18 months, which he was serving under house arrest. But this guy was one of their... you know, one of their most wanted. He's a rabble rouser. He was beloved by the people.
Just freedom of speech, or did he do bad things?
They said that he was, not bad things. Freedom of speech, and he was organizing people. People were rallying behind him. And then, so he was held quite tightly under house arrest. Well, he escaped, very Shawshank style. And if you search keyword searches for him or do any searching under, like if you're in China, it's totally blacked out. They have cut down any possibility that anyone could search on any information. Sort of like we're talking about how the media was covering our North Bend incident on Friday. Mm. And you could have heard about it from a thousand different sources. But in China, if you look up this guy, you will get absolutely nothing.
He's like totally wiped out.
The search has been denied due to, quote, relevant laws and policies. Officials have also, oddly and ironically, blocked out references to 1994's film The Shawshank Redemption, because some Chinese people are seeing similarities between the tale of prison inmates and Chen's real life. They're saying, first of all, they're saying that this guy was locked up unfairly, of course, because he hadn't done anything. A lot of people say that freedom of speech and blah, 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 and he shouldn't have been locked up in the first place. People are also insinuating that we had something to do with his escape, that not only did we help him, we as a country, not the Bob Rivers Show, we as a country helped him escape and potentially are harboring him. And if that's the case, it could be a serious diplomatic issue.
What, do we send him a rock hammer and a Rocco Welch poster? How do we help him?
You know, helped him escape and housing him in safe harbor and the rock hammer. In other places in the world, Joseph Kony, the guy behind the Kony 2012 video that they were talking about, the guy who has killed many people and enslaved children and made them go to war for him. Well, he's out there. And despite the meltdown by the mastermind behind that huge video, the very public meltdown, people still want to find Joseph Kony if they've had no luck. Well, luckily for them, American Special Forces units are using advanced equipment and training to help African troops hunt down Joseph Kony now. He's in the Central African Republic. That's where his band of child soldiers are. It's very dense. It's very hostile. And now we are helping, working closely with the African forces. They they're saying that they see signs that Coney's hold on his fighters is weakening. Somehow maybe word is getting to them that freedom is an option and they should take it now.
Now, to be fair, and where is Coney? What's
Central African Republic.
Is that the Congo, or is that a specific country, or is that just the name of a republic, Eric?
That's a specific country in literally Central Africa.
Is it small?
It's a lot of jungle. It's tough terrain. It's near Uganda,
okay,
where he generally operates.
Oh, and that's, yeah, it's thick jungle.
Yeah.
It's Tarzan-like country.
Exactly.
Okay. But size-wise, compare it to like a state in the U.S. Is it Texas or is it Massachusetts?
I would guess it would be closer to Texas than Massachusetts.
Okay, so you could not find this guy for a long time.
You could not find him for a long time, but, you know, it's amazing that just because 50 million people around the world saw a video on YouTube, word got out to this guy, and so he and his child soldiers, like, receded further into the jungle. It's not that nothing has happened. Mm. He realizes that people are on his trail, and not only that, some of his forces realize that now might be the time to seek some freedom.
Well, you know, the effect of that video, that viral video, was that he became a trophy for anyone
right.
who wants to look good to the world. That was, and that's a real kind of, if he's assuming he's a terrible, evil player.
You can go ahead and assume that.
Yeah. That's a good thing that a viral video, you know, in addition to allowing us to look at chimpanzees throw their own feces.
Right. Which is a cute movie, by the way. It is really cute.
I'm not sure what it did for the universe, but this.
A lot of money raised for animal rights. But this is more important.
This is big. And they will find him eventually.
Well, yeah. And I would say the guy who wants the trophy worse than anybody is the guy running for re-election of president of the United States. I mean,
think he wants to get him like he got Obama.
It'll be 1 year ago on Wednesday when he loved to pull out another, you know, international criminal and say, "Hey, you asked for Coney, we got him."
This one too. Maybe. By the way, did you see the what was the slogan? General Motors is alive, and Osama bin Laden is dead. I wonder if Mitt Romney were president, if he would have been able to use that slogan. Mm.
Joe Biden really brought it at that whole series of speeches he did last week. Everybody's, you know, Joe Biden he's the punchline for a lot of people, because when he goes off script, he's really kind of a loose cannon. But when he's on script, he's got game. I'm serious.
Well,
Joe
I don't
Biden's
know. I'm not sure that was the smart thing to say. It makes it sound like they're holding up Osama bin Laden's head, which is, I have mixed feelings about that.
Why?
Because, as I recall, even a week after it happened, it didn't work so well for us. It wasn't really, people don't want to gloat about Osama bin Laden. They just want to be glad that he's not a threat anymore.
That's what they're doing.
Do you think it's gloating?
When you start to make ads that say, the other guy would have let him live.
Yeah.
That's gloating, yeah.
They didn't make an ad, we did. Media did. Biden gave a speech.
What's that?
Biden gave a speech.
No, but you didn't see the ad. There's also a Super PAC ad running that says Mitt Romney would have let him live.
I didn't see that.
No, it's really, it'll be a thing. Okay, keep going.
Keep going. In New York today, some major milestones. One World Trade Center. This is the building that's being built to replace the Twin Towers. They were, of course, destroyed in the September 11th attacks. They will give the title of New York City's tallest skyscraper to One World Trade Center today. Now, there's an asterisk here, because workers are going to put some steel columns that will make it, because it's not quite done yet, but they're going to put, like, they're going to erect these steel columns on the top to make it just over 1,250 feet, and that's just enough to peek over the observation deck of the Empire State Building. So it's just... I mean, I still think it counts because it's eventually going to get there. The milestone is a preliminary one. They're still adding floors to the Freedom Tower. It will reach its full height about a year from now, at which point it'll be the tallest building in the United States and the third tallest in the world.
Now, the World Trade Center, was that the tallest building in the United States or not?
No, the Sears Tower was.
Sears Tower was.
Still is.
It still is.
Yeah.
But this will pass that.
This will pass the Sears Tower?
Yeah. Absolutely, by the time
Very
it's
cool.
Done.
don't know about that.
Yes. And is it still shaped in the form of a middle finger, or was that just a web photo that I saw circulating around?
Web photo. Wishful thinking.
It does kind of taper, though, as it goes
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I would have made it a little more obvious. But. Mm-hmm.
Some people make very odd decisions when they have tons and tons of money. Australian billionaire Clive Palmer announced this morning that he plans to build a replica of the Titanic and set sail from England to New York in 2016. Now, we were just talking about the Titanic because it's just been a couple weeks after the centennial of the sinking of the original Titanic. This guy, Clive Palmer, who has a name for an Australian billionaire, if I've ever heard one, Clive Palmer.
Clive Palmer. Throwing out a Clyde on the Barbie.
Yeah.
He says it'll be every bit as luxurious as the original Titanic, but it'll have state-of-the-art 21st century technology and the latest navigation and safety systems. He's already signed documents with a Chinese builder to build it, and the first of four luxury cruise ships he wants to build with the company. So the first one is going to be the Titanic 2.
What is it? How many people does it hold?
I have no idea. Probably the same as the original.
I wonder how many that was. Did he say it's unsinkable?
Well,
he did.
Yeah, I think saying that it's got all the latest and greatest is kind of saying it'll be unsinkable. But
a quote I heard was he said it's unsinkable unless you put a hole in it. So don't put a hole in this
don't
one.
Put a hole in it. Exactly.
It's got great navigation.
Yeah.
If they had that with the Titanic, they wouldn't have hit that iceberg either.
Yeah, the boat was fine. Yeah, it was human error.
Yeah. I don't know. Eric, can you look up how big it is? The biggest cruise ships right now take about 4,000 people, I think. 2,000 passengers and 2,000 crew. You know, they have almost one crew per passenger on a typical cruise ship. Yeah.
I had no idea.
It takes a lot to work those. And I could be wrong about that, but we'll double check that. I mean, we've got one cruise ship laying on its side. Did they ever get rid of that thing, that Italian cruise ship?
The Costa Concordia. Great question. I don't think so.
No, it's still laying there, right?
It's still laying there. It's just that we get bored with satellite photos of a sideways cruise ship.
Oh, we're so over that already.
They're talking bringing in these huge cranes and lifting it up. The problem, it's not a problem, but, you know, it's all an insurance issue. Once you lift it up, what are you going to do? Is the insurance company may say, hey, it isn't so bad. This is just a hole in the side. We can fix this. They may demand that they fix it instead of scrap it.
You're right. It's a total insurance negotiation.
Yeah, so they're a little reluctant to even do it.
Would you be able to charge for tickets? Is it Costa La Concordia?
Costa Concordia.
Well, like, would that always? Would you just change the name, like they did with the Exxon Valdez?
First thing they would do would be change the
Princess
name.
Princess Hazelwood,
and they'd probably paint over that big hole in the side.
But wouldn't you know? Wouldn't like everybody go? Psst,
yeah.
Once you got on,
yeah, you would.
By the way, the capacity of the Costa Concordia is 3,780 passengers and 1,100 crew. Compare that to the world's largest cruise ship, which is the Allure of the Seas and the Oasis of the Seas by Royal Caribbean International, which carry 6,360 passengers.
And how many crew?
Let's see. You know what? Let me see if I can find that.
Just the one guy.
One guy.
Very sweaty John. Sweaty John,
they call him.
2,384 crew.
Okay, so the crew there is about, a little less than half of the passengers.
Yeah.
Interesting. The Costa Concordia. Well, the insurance company will want to do whatever's best for the insurance company.
Yep. Right.
Probably, though, once a boat has sunk, you know, it's really hard. The warranty on everything is shot.
Right. Yeah, you see the Carfax.
And laid there for a while.
What about this refrigerator? Look, dude, it was at the bottom of the ocean.
Show me the boat facts. That's good. By the way, the Sears Tower, Eric, is 1,451 feet tall.
Yep.
And when the Freedom Tower at One World Center Place is finished, 1,776 feet tall.
That's true. Although the roof of the World Trade Center is actually shorter than the roof of the Sears Tower by 108 or 82 feet.
You know what they could do? They could put a mosque on the Sears Tower and get it back again.
That'd be perfect. What a great idea.
1776. You think that was a happy accident, or do you think that's on purpose? The Freedom Tower.
Okay? That's on purpose.
You think no one noticed?
You feeling okay?
Hey, look at this. This is neat.
Okay.
Hey, before we break away from this one newscast, I just want to say that I just seen a note that NBC sources are saying that the Chinese activist is under U.S. protection.
We do have him now.
We got him, yeah.
So they said we got him. They said we spirited him out, and now it looks like we did.
No, they're not saying that we spirited him out.
We didn't help him.
But he fled to a U.S. embassy.
Seriously, like he was wandering across by the side of the road, and we picked up a hitchhiker? I don't know if I believe
that. Yeah, well, it doesn't matter because Hillary Clinton's going to Beijing, and now her trip's going to be stinky.
Yes. Yeah. Chinese are going to hate us.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
Well, they'll probably ask for him back, and it'll be interesting what we say.
6:55, still to come. It's been revealed a very popular natural food brand contains genetically modified ingredients. Which company suddenly has mad consumers and a big PR problem?
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7
KJR.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, I'm Danielle. We do have some heavier traffic out there right now. Northbound 405 through the S-curves. I expect to see some pretty heavy traffic there. I-5 northbound, just south of Northeast 45th. We do have a collision there blocking the right lane and the two left lanes. That's backing up real quick. We also do have some heavy traffic southbound I-5 as you make away from 44th. All the way down through Shoreline is a sluggish drive. Northbound I-5 from 320th into South Center. Expect to see heavy volumes as well. The rain definitely impacting the commute this morning.
Toyota owners, spring into action. Through the end of May, help maximize your Toyota's fuel economy with a $39.95 maintenance special and receive 20 Toyota bucks toward your next service. Contact your Western Washington Toyota dealer for details and to schedule your visit today.
The 60s gave us peace and love. The 70s, bell bottoms and disco. The 80s, boy toys and boy George. The 90s, all about grunge.
And with iHeartRadio, you can relive it all. Listen to your favorite local radio stations wherever you travel across the country. Plus, you can whip up a commercial-free custom playlist by typing in a song or artist.
And it won't cost you a thing.
It's free. Grab the new iHeartRadio app for your phone or experience it on Xbox and at iHeartRadio.com.
If you're thinking of selling your unwanted gold, silver, or jewelry, go to West Seattle Coins or Bellevue Rare Coins. They'll pay you more money.
Spring means big savings at your Les Schwab Tire Center.
Right now, you'll find amazing spring savings on the tires you need for whatever you drive.
Passenger, performance, pickup, or SUV. With the West's largest selection of tires to choose from, we're sure to have the tires you need in stock at a spring sale price that's right.
It's the once-a-year tire sale you don't want to miss.
You better hurry in. The spring savings end April 30th.
It's spring sale time for a very limited time only at your Les Schwab Tire Center.
Can you believe Bartels is celebrating their 122nd anniversary? That's three generations of the Bartel family serving local neighborhoods, 12 decades of Bartels friendly service. 365, hang on, Carrie, that's like a squillion days that Bartels has been helping locals save on what they need most. Like Colgate toothpaste, normally $3.29, just two for $3 during Bartels anniversary sale. Or CoverGirl eye makeup, all 30% off. Now, you don't get to be 122 without having fun, right? Which is why Bartels has the new SodaStream Genesis at-home soda making kit for $99.99, save $30. So raise a glass of homemade root beer to 122 great years. Or go with wine, which Bartels also has a nice selection of. Don't mind if I do.
Bartell Drugs is proud to sponsor Music Matters Live on Saturday, May 12th at the Paramount. Youth under 17 get in for half price. For more info, visit SynergiaNorthwest.com.
Dad, we need to talk.
Okay.
We've got a 30-year mortgage. Am I right?
Uh-huh.
Have you considered refinancing our home with U.S. Bank?
Well, there's an idea.
I don't have to tell you that 15 years is the new 30.
Mortgage-wise.
Precisely. According to my calculations, through U.S. Bank, we could apply to shorten our term and pay off the house faster.
Oh.
Or perhaps apply to lower our rate and free up some cash every month to pursue our dreams.
Which would be?
Installing a regulation Little League baseball field in the backyard.
Ooh.
I'm talking bleachers, Jumbotron, and of course, the hot dog guy.
Of course.
There's never been a better time to refinance your home. At U.S. Bank, we'll help you find the option that's right for you. Apply today at any U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/refi now, or call 800-209-BANK. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank.
Should I start the car?
No, I'll take it from here, son.
Wise choice.
Subject to normal credit approval. Some restrictions may apply. Example 3.99% APR. Call 1-800-209-BANK to obtain additional cost information. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Right now at Safeway, you'll get huge savings on breakfast to put a little energy in the tank and a little pep in your step. All you need is your club card. A cold glass of fresh juice is a good start. Safeway apple juice is just $1.79 each. 64-ounce sizes, selected variety. Singles. And here's a real eye-opener on delicious Kraft Singles, only $3.49 each, selected sizes and varieties. Rise and shine with spectacular breakfast deals this Friday through Monday at Safeway. And this week at Safeway is a very special time for meat lovers. Right now, when you use your club card, 73% lean ground beef is only $2.29 a pound, sold in 3-pound chubs at $6.87 each. And these will look pretty nice on the grill. Fully cooked Tony Roma's baby back ribs are just $7.99 each, 24-ounce sizes. And don't forget, the more you shop at Safeway, the more you save on gas. You could save up to a dollar off per gallon. Stock up on meaty deals at the meat sale this week only at Safeway. Ingredients for life. Restrictions and exclusions apply. Visit us in store or see Safeway.com for details.
Introducing Xfinity Stream Picks. Stream hit movies and entire past seasons of your favorite shows like Lost, Friday Night Lights, and 30 Rock instantly on any screen, on your TV in HD or streaming to your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. You'll enjoy unlimited streaming so you can watch as often as you want, anytime you want. Stream Picks, only from Xfinity. Find out more online at Comcast.com/StreamPicks.
Stock up for spring right now at Macy's and take an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's card or pass. Start the new season in style and save. Sportswear, dresses, suits, intimates, and more for her. 25 to 30% off. Men's dress shirts, ties, pants, and designer collections. 25 to 50% off. Sheets and sheet sets. 40% off. Don't miss Macy's stock up sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Delta Dental has the widest network, giving you the most choice to see your favorite dentist. Being in-network is in with Delta Dental.
From State Farm Traffic Center, good morning, I'm Danielle. It looks like crews briefly closed all lanes of northbound I-5 so they can move that accident near 45th. Looks like they have reopened some of those lanes. It looks like the left lane is still blocked there, though. Actually, it looks like the two left lanes are still blocked. It's a nasty drive in both directions of I-5 approaching that accident. Again, it's at northeast 45th in the U District area. Northbound 405, you're going to see heavy brake lights from the Maple Valley Highway into Newcastle. Southbound 405 is backed up now from the I-5 405 split in Linwood all the way down to 522. Coming up at 7:15 on the Bob Rivers Show, we'll learn how the Seattle Police Department is using drones from an actual SPD drone operator.